had gone to the Hancock Air Base to present them, to read an indictment on war crimes, for war crimes. The drones are flown out of Hancock Air Base in direct violation of international law, direct human rights violations. So we had gone, and actually our indictment had been co-authored by Ramsey Clark, the former Attorney General. So it was a well documented piece.
And the judge indicated at the trial, at least according to the published account that I read, that the judge was concerned that there could be a confrontation between the protesters and apparently some people who work at the base, and as a result, he thought jailing the protesters was the appropriate response, and that's what happened. Correct? You were sentenced to a number of days in jail.
Yes, we were sentenced to 15 days, but. There were on tape two incidents. One, a car driving up near to us, and another one of a man getting out of his car and having a conversation. It wasn't even a confrontation, I don't believe. But so that ostensibly was the judge's rationale for arresting us and for giving us this sentence. His exact words were, "This has got to stop." And of course, that's exactly why we're there, because this we're talking about is the drone strikes on civilian people.
What do you think you accomplished with the protest and your subsequent arrest and time in jail? Do you think you have managed to raise the profile on this whole issue of drones?
Well, I think it's, you know, I hope so, because in part, we certainly would love to have had them just say, "Oh my God, what were we doing? This was a terrible thing," and stop. But until I think there is a larger groundswell of people, and I think our arrest helps do that, this conversation we're having will help raise in the public consciousness the awareness of what our government is doing, what is being done in our names.
So just a few days out of jail now, you are heading overseas to join an international delegation of women that will attempt to visit Gaza. Tell us about what your plans are here.
Well, you know, Gaza is the one area that's been left out of the peace process. Time and again, the people of Gaza are totally left out of the conversation. They are totally neglected, and part of what we're doing is to go to witness to the reality of 1.7 million people living in this very small area. And anything that they get, that their livelihood is totally dependent on the state of Israel, and on the state of now Egypt. So what we're doing is pointing out that the basic human rights of the people of Gaza are being denied, and when we look at people who are suffering, it is so often the women who are bearing the brunt. And they're the ones who have invited us, other women, to come to acknowledge International Women's Day, to celebrate life, and to recommit ourselves to their justice, to justice for the women and, for by extension, for all the people of Gaza.
You also hope to deliver some humanitarian aid as well, correct?
And we're bringing light bulbs. We're bringing some solar lighting, because there's so many hours and most days when there's no electricity. So anything to help make their lives a little easier, a little more manageable, so they can engage in the kind of livelihood and the kind of life experience that we expect human beings to have, not to continually and perpetually struggle for the most basic things, light, heat,